So within school, we structure our program so that these themes permeate all the way through. So we're sitting ready to work, and what we're training students to do is just a simple breathing activity. So you saw Keely on the video starting the process of breathe and blow. So children who are at the beginning of this process need to do it kinesthetically. So just blow on your hand for me. Okay, and as you blow on your hand, make your hand go away, but keep blowing. How far can you keep blowing? And just do three breaths for me. Blow. And again. So as adults, we'll say, breathe deeply, breathe slowly, and listen, because what we want you to do is to breathe down deep in your diaphragm. Did anybody have a sense that as they were blowing, and I was saying again, you had to take another breath? Your breath got deeper and deeper each time you were blow out. So at the start of each session, we will say to students, you need to monitor your breathing. So if you're a primary child, we'll do that as blowing on your hand. If you're a secondary child, we'll say you need to think about how you use your hand to help you. Then the next part of the session, when we're saying you have tasks, we're going to shape the student's behaviour into what we do typically. Now, whatever you do, do not move. You are now frozen in time. Okay? Just have a look at along the row at what we do as typical people with our hands. We use our hands around our faces. I'm thinking. Okay? We use our hands across our body line in I'm sitting, thinking and listening. And we use our hands clasped here under I'm under control. I'm sitting, thinking. And you do those innately. Nobody taught you to do that. That's part of what you're wired to do. And when we look at our children, and again, this is a generalization, but typically across the majority of students, they don't do these natural gestures. They don't do, oh, that's interesting, or, oh, I'm thinking about that, I don't know what you're saying, or, oh, I wonder if I turned the oven off before I left here, you know, have I got the key to the front door? They don't use any of these shaping behaviours. And again, this ties in with the physiology, because these are linked into sending messages to the brain. Every time we put our hands around our head or our face, we send a message to our brain that's about sending blood to these areas for thinking. And this frontal lobe is where that thinking takes place. Every time we put our hands around our mouth, it triggers a breath response. So automatically when your fingers are here or here, it makes you breathe. You can't not put your hands here and not suddenly go, so just try it, put your finger under your nose. Interesting, isn't it? When you rest it there, you automatically go, and that's what you're doing. You're not even thinking about it, but you're using your hands around your body to help you cue into the thinking. And then finally, getting ready for working. Now again, typically we're sitting here either with our hands relaxed, we tense, we tighten our hands and we release our hands, we fiddle with our rings, we turn our hair around, we cross and fold our arms, we cross our legs over and back again. So what we're doing is releasing the tension in the body all the time. It's rare for anybody to hold a perfect pose, you know, for a long time and not move their body state. And again, people with autism don't typically do that. They're not engaged in this kind of listening to their body and moving their body around, getting ready for working. Again, these are gross generalizations, and you can make it a 8:45 at night. Typically, men have a response to, right, let's get on with this then. You know, going to get down to it, we're going to do that, or not quite sure what we're doing here. Men, on the whole, when you look at Desmond Morris's book, use things around their ears, things around their hands, and jolly good things working them together. They also use stretching, you know, kind of, oh, got to get on with this. Broader gestures around here. Women don't tend to do that. Women tend to do much more closed things about, I need to get myself organized, I need to get myself planned. So they typically do things around their hands. You know, you play with your rings, you rub your hands together, you relax your hands around your body. So we're making our students do tight and relax, we're making our students do a big yawn, and we're encouraging to use their breath. So if you're a primary child, it's okay if you're not coping to go on your hands. If you're a secondary student or a young adolescent, young adult, going out and blowing onto your hand is going to draw attention. So what we're trying to do is transfer that to doing things that we do around our body. So just draw a circle on the palm of your hand. Actually, you can lift your finger. It's easier. Draw a circle around. Okay. And what we say is just a blow around the circle. So you're just going to blow. As you draw that circle. And again. Okay, now you're sitting in the doctor's surgery and you're going to do it with your thumb. Because this is perfectly acceptable. To sit in the waiting room, to sit at the hospital, to sit at the dentist and use that thumb as a circle to remind you to breathe. Because that's what we do. Sitting in the doctor's waiting room, sitting in the dentist, thinking, what's going to happen next? We either engage in things like reading or we do things around our body. So we're pulling these into the curriculum.